I'm very proud to introduce you to Peter Raven. Peter is an amazing botanist and truly a champion for conservation. Time magazine called Peter Hero for the Planet. He has produced hundreds of articles and he's received many, many prizes. He started his career studying California native plants, and Peter is one of the experts in understanding why California has so many species of plants. So I thought this was a commentary that you would enjoy listening to.
California is one of the most extraordinary places in the world for its native plants and plant diversity. Special habitats, like where there are special kinds of rocks, led to the formation of many areas where there's an unusual concentration of species. In the California flora region, there are nearly 4,000 species of plants, over half of which are found nowhere else. Since many of its native plants are very rare, we need to conserve them by leaving certain areas alone or by putting the seeds of those plants into seed banks. Keeping this wonderful flora for the generations that are going to come in the future. I came to UCLA as a graduate student in 1957. During the time I was there with a faculty member, we got an interest in the flora of the Santa Monica Mountains and began to prepare the first guidebook to all the plants in the Santa Monica Mountains. We did that by consulting the press material that was in the herbarium, driving down the canyons and recording what we saw so we could give the ranges of the native species and chart the introduced species. It's been revised since, but it was a whole lot of fun to get to know the plants there really well. Of course, I have certain favorite plants that I love seeing every year in California. Lupins is one favorite flower, and bush poppy is the bush that has yellow flowers. There's a prickly poppy that's in the desert and in drier places. Matilaha poppy is the big bush with big white flowers, yellow in the center, like fried eggs. When you're out hiking around in the country, it's like you're on a voyage, finding new things and enjoying and noticing nature. When we want, we can learn how many different things there are there and how they connect with one another, how they got there, what they evolved from. Knowledge is really the key to conservation, and knowledge is the key really to a happy life. When people know and appreciate and look at the plants or the animals around them, the insects, the mammals, the birds, life is enriched in abundance that cannot be achieved in any other way.